Hi, Linda Barnby with National Association of Entrepreneurs. We had a wonderful meeting yesterday at our brand new Apopka chapter of the National Association of Entrepreneurs, and our special guest speaker was Dawn Jensen, who is a partner in Virtual Options, which is a social media coaching and training company. And Dawn absolutely wowed us with all kinds of wonderful information that just really kind of turned us on our ears in the ways that we can look at our business in a new light. I want to share with you today some of those points that she shared with us so you can move your business forward. She focused yesterday mainly on Facebook and somewhat on Twitter because the things I'm going to tell you today apply to both Facebook and Twitter. You know, we think about our social media presence on Facebook. Most of all of us are on Facebook. We think of that as a way to brand ourselves. And what Dawn reminded us was that in Facebook and in Twitter, we are not there to brand ourselves. It's going to happen by using our authentic voice and by what we say, but the purpose of Facebook and Twitter is to direct people, your fans, your followers, your friends, back to your hub, which is your website or your blog. So the real branding takes place once people get back to your hub, your website. And what you do out there in social media is what drives them and attracts people to back to where you live, which is your website. She also reminded us that what we're there to do in social media, on Facebook and Twitter and other networks, is three things: to inform, to educate, and to entertain. Don't forget that last one. Entertainment is really, really important. And that's where you get to actually be yourself, be funny, be serious, be real, be authentic. Along those same lines, when you are posting or making your Facebook updates, you want to do about 30% where you are reposting information or responding to other people's information and posts that they have placed on Facebook or Twitter. 30% would actually be talking and educating about your products, not direct selling, but just educating and informing about your products and services. And the final 30% is being real again, being using your authentic voice and letting people have someone real to connect with. A couple of quick things. You also want to look out for overwhelm. As your numbers of friends and fans climb, once you get over about 500, it gets to be a little unwieldy. So Dawn suggested that you begin using lists and segregating your friends and followers into groups by lists so that you can actually email or respond to them on Facebook directly to them and not to everyone who is in your Facebook profile or fan page. Next time, I'm going to talk to you about how to get your new Facebook friends who want to be your friends to become fans on your fan page. This is a big issue that a lot of us struggle with, and want to help you with that next time. So this is Linda Barnby with National Association of Entrepreneurs.